We begin our summer of readings, beginning with the Gerasene demoniac. Let's be honest, it's a kind of a strange story, a strange account that is included not only in Luke's gospel, but in Mark's. It's a healing that occurs that God wants us to understand so that we would have an appreciation of the full depth of the authority and the power of Jesus to work in our lives. We also see a distinction, but actually not a separation between what is psychological and what is spiritual. This man was tormented day and night by unclean spirits, by demons. But at the same time, when Jesus heals him, it said that he is now in his right mind. And so how the ancients understood mental illness and spiritual oppression, we might think is a little outdated or strange, but actually it's not too much different from us. The psyche, the spirit, the soul, our mental health still is a great mystery, how things go wrong or go south. And we know that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers and principalities of darkness, as we see in our text today. This poor man was bound up by demons, held captive psychologically, even physically and spiritually, as he becomes a dweller, not in a house, but among the tombs. He's held captive by his own mental illness, which we don't know, which is unnamed, but certainly an illness that comes out of his spiritual condition. We see that his binding, his being bound with chains, is paralleled by the community's response. They set a guard over him. They put shackles, chains on this poor individual. Their solution to his spiritual bondage is actually to have a physical bondage on him, because they can't understand nor can they control this individual. He's also bound with a social stigma, an outcast. When he breaks the chains, he runs out into the wilds, because to run back to his community was not an option. I love how Jesus encounters this person, because what he sees is something that his community is unable to see, and that is the humanity of this individual. That this person too is a child of God who needs liberation, who needs to be healed and to be made whole. Jesus alone can heal this disease, this mysterious thing which they had no name for. Jesus elevates this individual back to his full humanity, and even liberates him now to be a conduit and a messenger of that same grace and healing power by simply telling his story back to the community that had failed him. It seems that the community cares more about the swine that they lose than they care about this individual. They're more concerned about the economic downturn that happens when they lose all of these animals than they are about this child of God who has now been restored. And so they ask Jesus to leave. Can you imagine? Jesus does this great miracle, and they actually regret that he healed this individual because it cost them too much economically to heal him. Jesus does leave. Well, not exactly. He leaves his follower. He leaves the person that he heals. And so there is a piece of Jesus that goes with this individual in his story, in his testimony of what God had done. Now, this individual who had once been possessed by a legion of demons is now a messenger of God, an evangelist, doing what Jesus told him to do, to go and tell your community what God has done for you. And so now he's bound by the love of Christ as he goes out. He's bound to the command to be a follower of Jesus and a proclaimer of his goodness. And now he is also bound by the transformation that Jesus made possible, that he made happen in his life. Declare how much God has done for you. Have you thought about us as a church that way? That's really our job as believers, as a community of faith, to tell one another what God has done in my life and what he's done in your life. To build each other up, to give us hope that God can even overcome the most mysterious and elusive illnesses or spiritual oppression that we can experience. And I'd really love to hear this individual tell his story. Maybe he began with, "Jesus broke my chains and set me free." Not physical chains only, but also that captivity that I had spiritually, that captivity of the guard in my community that tried to isolate me. Jesus set me free. Jesus alone saw my humanity and saw me as a child of God, not stigmatizing me and dismissing me just as a sick, demon-possessed person. Jesus saw me wrestling with my demons, and he joined the fight. And through Jesus alone and Christ alone, I experienced the victory of what Jesus began, that good work which he brought to completion by his power and by his authority. Jesus unbound me from the psychological and spiritual illness that I had, that we had no name for. And Jesus put me in my right mind. I love that description of this individual who, after he is healed, he's simply sitting there quietly in his right mind. Kind of sounds Lutheran, doesn't it? Just be sitting quietly, worshiping at Jesus' feet. And so he had a right mind about himself as a beloved, beautiful, precious child of God. But even more importantly, he had a right mind about God, a God who saw his struggle, who empathized with his pain, and a God who loved him enough to go against his community and the stigma and their economic concerns to heal him and restore him. Jesus put him into his right mind and into his right spirit. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore a right spirit within me. Maybe he prayed those words of David that were fulfilled in the power and in the name of Jesus. What is your story? What is my story? What good has God done in our lives? It may seem a little obscure or maybe even strange a little bit, the victories that God gives in our lives, but maybe someone needs to hear that. That there are pieces and parts of ourselves that need healing that only Christ can reach in to restore. And maybe your story will touch someone and give them hope and bring light to the struggle that they have. That's what it means to go and tell what God has done for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.